USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As people enjoy the holiday weekend, officials are reminding people to take precautions during the pandemic. Governors are warning people about the risks of not staying safe. Kate Brown is the governor of Oregon.
As we head into the long weekend, I do want to remind Oregonians across the state to make smart choices when it comes to COVID-19.
The number of states reporting rising numbers of new cases went from 8 2 weeks ago to 27. As for a vaccine, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx.
I know everybody thinks that we're rushing for a vaccine, and we are, because we want to stop infections and we want to stop this ongoing mortality. There is one reason to have a vaccine, and that's so that we can prevent ongoing infections and the mortality that comes from that.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A nonprofit company used by many older Americans is continuing to make record profits. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
AARP finances its operations by overcharging members for healthcare policies through its billion-dollar relationship with United Health Group. That's according to a new public policy report. Despite its nonprofit status, AARP's profits have been increasing for years, largely due to the organization's practices of marketing its products and services. That's according to a new report published by the public policy think tank American Commitment. AARP reported a profit of $246 million in 2018. The study also found that membership dues were only 18% of AARP's revenue in 2018. 57% of ARP's revenue from 2018 came from royalty fees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The unemployment rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic struck in March. USA's John Clemens reports.
The rate for August is now at 8.4% from the previous 10.2%. Eleni Karageorge is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.4 million in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. These improvements in the labor market reflect the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In August, employment rose in several major industry sectors. An increase in government employment largely reflected temporary hiring for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, in professional and business services, in leisure and hospitality, and in education and health services.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump says he wants the federal government to stop anti-racism training sessions. He calls them anti-American propaganda. Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
He's doing it to please conservative activists and his base. He usually pulls something like this out of the cabinet when he needs a boost. And I think this was almost in response to the suckers and losers comment about the deceased American soldiers killed in action.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.